Hallmark Channel presents Christmas in Rome. A Christmas tree in the middle of a roundabout on a busy Rome street. Credits: a Brad Kervoy television production. Lazy Chabert, Sam Page, and Franco Nero. Holly Hayes, Brian Bounds, Fernanda Diniz, Simone Spinas, Peter Cairn, Cleo Demetrio, Francesca DeMartini. Casting by Carolyn McLeod, CSA. Costume designer, Juana Draghesi. Music by Lalita Ritmanis. Edited by Heath Ryan. Production designer, Dan Toder. Director of photography, Viorel Saragovizai. Produced by Amy Krell. A tour guide leads a group down stone steps.
Christmas was first celebrated on December 25th in Rome in the year 336 under the first Christian emperor, Emperor Constantine, marking the winter solstice. And at the festival of Saturnalia, the Romans feasted and gave gifts to the poor. Okay, now at this way you will see the Via dei Condotti. It's an ancient Roman thoroughfare that was rebuilt in 1544 and is now one of the most fashionable streets in all of Italy. It's a great place if you have any last-minute Christmas shopping to do. Now, this isn't a part of our official tour, but how about some treats?
She enters a bakery.
I hope you guys enjoy this as much as I love this place. Ciao!
Ciao! Merry Christmas, Angela!
Oh, buona sale!
Oh, struffoli.
Oh.
For your client.
Grazie. Luca's offering free samples. Try it, they're delicious. Luca and his family started the bakery here, in this location, 400 years ago. And they're still going strong. One of their specialties is the Christmas beignet ball tree.
Beignet balls?
Or chocolate and cream-filled pastries. Typically eaten on St. Joseph's Day in March, but every year, one week before Christmas, Luca makes these amazing treats.
Are they gluten-free? Because I'm allergic.
I'll find out.
In an office.
I checked. I swear. He told me they were gluten-free.
Angela, 200 euros for the allergy shot.
Right. Sorry. But she turned out okay. She loved the tour, and we were able to share the living history of Rome.
Angela, this is the third time I've had to talk to you this month.
She counts on fingers.
No, that can't be right.
Well, didn't you sneak a tour into the Da Vinci Museum after hours?
Yes. Yeah, I did do that. I was to see the ceiling mural. It's beautiful. The group loved it.
And the gladiator's sword you lost at the Colosseum?
Okay, I only borrowed that sword to show those adorable English kids. They were so cute at the time. How was I supposed to know they were going to take it home?
Our travelers expect the basics, you know?
But Tommaso, they deserve so much more. I mean, our tour should be more than just the seven selfies of Rome. We should help people appreciate its beauty and its lifestyle and its passion.
And I love your passion, truly, but this is a business. And your job is to stick to the script. But that's one part of the job you can't seem to remember. So I made a decision. And I have to let you go.
Her face falls.
You're firing me?
Yeah.
She blinks.
At Christmas?
Snow falls on New York City Central Park. In an office, men in suits sit in a meeting room looking at documents. One of them picks up a mug with whipped cream and a peppermint stick and sips it.
I love this time of year. Season of joy. Season of giving.
Another man eyes him.
It may be the season of giving, Oliver, but we're not handing out any early Christmas presents. Okay, if you look at paragraph 7...
You know what? Why don't we just forget about paragraph 7? I'm sure you all have a ton of Christmas shopping to do, so I'm just going to write a number.
Oliver writes on a notepad and passes the paper across the long table. The other man looks at it and looks up at Oliver. Oliver smiles tightly. A tall pine tree covered in snow and ornaments next to a skyscraper. Oliver walks through the office hallway.
Hey, Carmen.
Hiya.
He strides up to a glass-walled office and knocks.
You wanted to see me?
I hear Christmas came early this year, Oliver. Congratulations on closing the deal.
He goes inside.
Nobody else likes to work during the holidays. That's why it's my favorite time of year.
Well, speaking of which, Have you heard of Forlinghetti Ceramics?
Sure. High-end Italian company, expensive. They make everything from plates to cups to Christmas ornaments.
My friends Margaret and Jack Fletcher. You remember them?
Of course.
Well, they're visiting Luigi Forlinghetti in Rome for the holidays. Margaret's heard a little rumor. Luigi is looking to retire.
Are the Fletchers looking to acquire his company?
They could, but no. They thought Forlinghetti Ceramics would be a good fit for us. Santa might put a promotion under your tree if you can close this one.
Might get hop on a plane to Rome tonight.
Are you sure?
Is spaghetti and meatballs Italian?
Actually, I don't think the Italians put meatballs on their spaghetti.
Yeah, of course they don't. I was testing you.
He grins and leaves. She shakes her head and continues writing. A plane lands on a runway, then an SUV cruises through the streets of Rome.
Benvenuto a Roma! Welcome to Rome!
Oliver types on a laptop in the back seat. The car passes a massive round stone coliseum with arched windows. Oliver taps on his phone. The car drives by crumbling ancient stone ruins and statues of muscular figures on a bridge. Oliver glances up, then back down at his keyboard. The car turns around a roundabout past a stately building with white pillars topped with sculptures. Oliver stands on the street with his suitcase as the driver closes the car hatch. He squints at his phone and approaches a passing woman.
Excuse me, do you speak English? I'm looking at the Hotel Petrini. Excuse me.
A man waves him off. He frowns, turns in circles, holding up his phone. He runs into Angela.
Oh, ow! Whoa!
Sorry.
Oh, watch where you're going.
Are you American?
Yes, and you should be careful. You know, texting and walking is illegal in Italy.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, I'm kidding. But you do have to be careful here. I wouldn't want you to just walk out into the road and get hit by a car because your eyes are glued to your phone.
Why would you think that I would just walk into the road?
You just walked into me.
Actually, I think you walked into me.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you did.
You know what? In the spirit of Christmas, I will give you the benefit of the doubt. Have a wonderful day.
She turns and walks away.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I know that I don't deserve your help. Spirit of Christmas. I don't have time to check in before I'm meeting. Could you just tell me where Trattoria Rossellini is?
It's a great restaurant. Yes. Go down here, Via di Panico. You're going to look for the piazza with a fountain. You make a left. And then immediately make a right. But if you... You know what? It's going to take me longer to explain how to find it. I'll just show you myself.
Thank you.
Come on.
He follows her down a cobblestone street, past a juggler dressed as an elf.
Thank you so much for this. I'm Oliver, by the way.
Angela, nice to meet you. So are you here on business?
That's right.
It's December 20th.
So?
So it's only 5 days until Christmas.
Christmas is the best time to get things done.
Oh, no. Not in Italy. I hope you have time to at least see the city.
My schedule's pretty tight.
But Rome is the most beautiful place on Earth, especially at Christmas. This way.
She points him toward a tall metal doorway with a wreath. They go through.
Oh, you really know your way around.
I live here. I'm a tour guide. It's my sworn duty to help lost travelers.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope I'm not going to make you late for work.
No, I'm not working today.
You know, is it your day off?
Not exactly. I'm sort of taking a little time off, and I'm actually thinking of starting my own company.
Nice. Are you sure we're going the right way? Because my phone said I'm supposed to be on that street back there.
Your phone can't help navigate Rome at Christmas. You need local knowledge for that.
Local knowledge. Okay. Oh, look at that nativity scene.
Oh, Romans take great pride in their Prosepe. Nativity scenes.
Oh, I can see that. Cool.
You know, that's carved entirely by hand. Isn't that just incredible?
I appreciate the side tour, but I really cannot be late for this meeting.
You don't ever stop and smell the roses?
I don't think roses are in season this time of year.
Okay. Let's take a shortcut. This way. Scusi.
They move on past the carved wooden life-sized nativity scene. They arrive at a restaurant terrace.
And here we are. Trattoria Rossellini.
Angela, you are a lifesaver.
I hear the restaurant's great, so good luck with your meeting. And...
Oh, you know what? Let me give you something for your time.
Oh, no. No, really. Think of it as an early Christmas present.
Well, that's very kind, but I insist.
He thrusts money at her.
Have you ever done business here before?
No. Why?
In Italy, when someone gives you a gift, you always accept it. Otherwise, they think you're being rude.
I am so sorry. I will not try to pay you again.
I'm serious. The business protocol is not like the States. There are cultural differences.
The cultural differences? Can't be that different. A deal's a deal.
You'd be surprised. Oh, you should know. Every meeting in Italy starts with small talk. You know, family, friends, travel, weather conditions, whatever.
Small talk. Got it. Thank you.
Mr. Oliver Martin from New York.
Yes?
I think you and I have a meeting, no?
Mr. Ferlinghetti, it is a pleasure to meet you, sir.
The pleasure is mine. And you are?
Angela DeLuca.
She is a tour guide.
And I was just leaving.
Please join us.
Oliver's brows raise.
Oh, no.
I insist. You can help us with our cultural differences.
She smiles.
You know what? I've always wanted to eat here.
Come.
He beckons them in.
Let's try the gnocchi.
A wood-paneled restaurant with Christmas flowers and trees.
Grazie.
Mr. Ferlinghetti, thank you for meeting with me on such short notice.
Call me Luigi, please. I'm very glad you could come all this way. Margaret and Jack Fletcher are old friends, and they tell me wonderful things about your company.
Thank you. I know you're a very busy man, so I'll get right down to it. I understand that you are considering the future of your company, and I think that Fisk Drummond can offer some very attractive terms.
We have much time to talk business. Our food is getting cold.
Yes, of course, but...
This is Oliver's first time in Rome.
First time? I envy you, because you can see everything with fresh eyes.
Yes, of course.
He smiles.
Christmas in Rome is very special.
Yes, I was just enjoying the Christmas nativity scene. Persepi.
Ah, si, Persepi. And how do you plan to spend your time in Rome?
Meeting with you or in the hotel room, working.
He chews. Luigi and Angela stare at him.
That's all.
He stops chewing his mouthful.
Well, there was some...
You are here a week before Christmas, and you don't explore the city. Niente.
Oliver, weren't you just telling me how you planned on seeing the Colosseum and the beautiful Christmas lights above the Spanish steps?
Mm-hmm. I was just telling her that. Right. And then there's the Parthenon.
Luigi's brow furrows.
Pantheon. Parthenon's in Greece.
Pantheon. Pantheon is what I meant. I meant Pantheon.
Oliver, the ceramics we make are made with love. This company has been in the family for generations. Whoever will buy my company must understand that it's not just about the clay. It is about capturing the spirit of Rome in the clay.
Right. Absolutely.
Come by my factory tomorrow afternoon. We can get to know each other better, and you can tell me all you've seen of Rome. Va bene?
Va bene.
Now, let's see.
They eat mouthfuls of pasta. Later, Oliver and Angela leave.
Happened back there?
I saved your pancetta. It's bacon.
Really? Because it feels like you volunteered me for a book report on Rome.
You have to remember, business is done differently in Italy than in New York.
At the end of the day, it's about closing the deal, and I'm here to make that happen.
Fine, but running in like a bull in a china shop is not going to impress anybody.
How am I a bull in a china shop?
You know what? I am just trying to help.
For the record, a lot of people like my style. They say I'm a straight shooter.
I'm sure they do. All right, listen. Merry Christmas, and good luck.
She walks off.
Hang on. Wait.
She bats her eyes.
Can you help me find my hotel?
She looks down. An aerial view of Rome's narrow streets and domed cathedrals. Angela and Oliver march toward a white hotel. Oliver hands her his card.
Well, here we are. Hotel Petrini.
Thank you. If you are ever in New York, look me up. I will return the favor.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. And I really do hope you enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
She turns away. He frowns and licks his lips.
Hey, what if I hired you to be my tour guide for the week?
What?
I'm going to be here till Christmas Eve. I've got 4 days to give me a crash course in Rome.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't do crash courses, but thank you anyway.
No, you said you wanted to start your own business, right?
I'll pay you double your fee.
Think of it as a test run. Luigi already loves you, and he said he wanted me to get to know Rome. You could help me see all the sights.
It's not just about sights. That's not what he meant.
But that's what he said.
She sighs.
Look, maybe I can help you.
He nods.
I'll do it on one condition. If I give you a tour, you let me do it my way.
Your way? What exactly does that mean?
I've always wanted to do a real Christmas tour of Rome. Something special and meaningful.
Sure. Whatever. Whatever you want to do. What do you say? Do we have a deal?
They shake.
All right. Deal. Great. Okay, first order of business. Let's get you checked in.
The hotel lobby, made of pale marble with a curved staircase. A woman in a blazer comes downstairs, arm in arm with a man.
It'll just be a minute.
What? Oliver Martin.
Margaret, hi. Hey, Jack.
Hey, thank you so much for the introduction to Luigi.
Of course. Seemed like a good fit.
And how are you liking Rome so far?
I love it. It's just tough to get around. I would be lost without my guide. Angela, meet Jack and Margaret Fletcher.
Merry Christmas.
And you, dear? What tour company are you with?
She's starting her own company. Private bespoke tours of Rome for the discerning traveler.
Private tour guy. I like the sound of that.
What's your company called?
I'm still in the formative stages, so I don't really have a name yet.
I have some ideas. Roaming Rome.
No.
Or how about Ciao Christmas, or my personal favorite, Toga Tours.
Nope. Still working on the name.
Well, Oliver, Christmas drinks in the bar at 6.
I will meet you in there just as soon as I'm checked in.
Nice to meet you, Angela.
You as well.
Take care.
Margaret and Man leave.
Excuse me, what are you doing? Toga Tours?
And what I'm doing is helping you with your new company.
I didn't ask for your help.
But you still need it. You just need a little push. Look. Jack and Margaret Fletcher are serious private investors. If they like the sound of your tour, that might be the only investment you need.
Okay, but just please don't tell anyone else about possible plans for a company that I will most definitely not be calling Toga Tours.
Okay, I promise.
Great. Also, don't have too many of those Christmas cocktails. Trust me, they're lethal here. And we are getting an early start to the tour tomorrow.
What's early?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.'s early.
It is in Italy.
They approach the front desk. Exterior of an estate with a curved slate roof. Angela decorates the iron gates with Christmas lights and garland. A woman holds a basket of ornaments.
So this is all good fun in your apartment.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Francesca. I just have to finish this before my tour. It's tomorrow.
I thought Tommaso fired you.
He did. I met an American. He's here on business for a few days, and he hired me to give him a private Christmas tour.
Why you didn't tell me?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Wow, that's wonderful. You're one of the best tour guides in the city.
Grazie.
So now we can do the talk.
All right.
A bright sun rises over the city. In his hotel suite, Oliver wears a white bathrobe. He pulls aside a lace curtain and looks out at the view of the city's ornate white buildings.
Room with a view.
He picks up his phone.
Hello?
Oliver, it's Estelle.
You're up early.
Actually working late.
How was your meeting with Luigi?
Great. You'll be happy to know he's invited me to tour his factory today.
Did he accept our offer?
Not yet. It's all part of how they do business here. It's a bit of a dance, but I'm finding my feet.
Okay.
Just try to move quickly before any other companies swoop in.
Understood.
That's what I like to hear.
Angela.
Okay, first a few tools of the trade. A tour guide has to be prepared for all contingencies.
A pin.
What is that?
It's a GPS tracking device.
Is that really necessary?
The worst thing a tour guide can do is lose a client.
Have you lost a client?
Once, and it wasn't my fault. There were 15 Irish rugby players, okay? They didn't listen to a word I said.
I'm the only person on the tour.
Right, in this way.
Push his pin.
I won't lose you. All right. Benvenuto a Roma.
Will this tour also be in English?
Very funny. Welcome to Rome.
He wears the snowflake-shaped pin on his lapel. They walk past the Colosseum.
Just imagine being a gladiator, dropped into this unfamiliar city. You're from a different country, you don't speak the language, your competitors are out to get you.
Hey, I can relate. I gotta admit, this is one amazing feat of engineering.
Can you believe that was created in less than 10 years?
Now that's productivity. Whoa.
Just curious, do you ever think about anything other than business?
Hey, I am taking the time to appreciate my surroundings. For instance, there is a very nice Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's the thing about Rome. They know how to celebrate Christmas.
He opens a book.
What is that?
A guidebook I bought at the hotel. It says there are 10 iconic sites to see in Rome, and I want to check off all of them today.
Can I see that for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Very interesting. Yeah.
She throws it in a trash can.
Why did you do that?
That is checklist tourism. My tour shows you the soul of Rome and the spirit of Christmas. And that's what Luigi wants you to understand.
The soul of Rome? What does that even mean?
The beauty, the art, the history, the romance, the culture.
Sorry, jet lag. You were saying something about the soul of Rome or something? Hey, wait up.
He rushes after her.
How much farther?
Almost there.
How do you have so much energy?
I give walking tours all day. Builds up stamina. Trust me, it'll be worth it.
A sprawling view of the city.
That's spectacular.
He breathes deeply.
Wow.
Domes and towers.
It's my favorite view of Rome. It's kind of my secret spot. It's not something you will find on a regular tour.
Kind of like a locals-only thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure you've heard that Rome was built on 7 hills. Well, there's the Palatino Hill.
She points.
Pantheon. Janiculo. Palace of Justice.
That's cool.
And St. Peter's Basilica.
You gotta admit, this is a great view.
He eyes people sipping coffee.
Oh, now there is a Christmas present that I could go for. And that latte I had at the hotel today had zero kick.
Did you order a latte or a cafe latte?
I ordered a latte like I do every single day of my life.
Yeah, but in New York.
Excuse me?
You're used to ordering a latte in New York. In Italy, latte means plain milk.
Why didn't I know that?
Well, that's why you hired me. I know one of the best coffee vendors, and they set up right around the corner.
Now you're talking. Lead the way.
That's cool. Come on.
She leads him to a small cart decorated with garlands.
Let me get you a coffee.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao, signora.
Due espresso e un caffè sospeso.
Certo.
Why did you hold up 3 fingers?
I got a seat in espresso and one more.
True?
I don't know. That's part of the fun.
You lost me there.
It's a Christmas tradition here. Caffè sospeso means suspended coffee. Buying coffee for someone who can't afford it. So later on, the vendor will offer someone a Christmas coffee as a gift.
So it's like pay it forward.
Exactly. Grazie.
Prego.
They sip the coffee.
Now that hits the spot. Wow.
It's nice.
It's not bad. It would be perfect if I could get better cell service.
Do you ever think about anything except work?
I'm working on it.
Let's sit.
They sit down on a bench.
You don't miss being at home for Christmas?
Not at all. Christmas is the best time to get things done. Everybody else wants to have time off. Gives me an itch.
So you're a workaholic.
It's in my blood, I guess. My father was running a Fortune 500 company when he was my age.
Wow. Those are some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah, tell me about it. What about you? You like being a tour guide?
Oh, I love being a tour guide. But starting a company up on my own it's intimidating.
Don't worry about it. You're a natural.
Well, it's easier for you to say. You're a business guy.
He cocks his head.
What do you need?
Need for what?
To make your tour company work. What do you need?
Well, I mean, first I need to get investors. And to do that, I need to write a business plan, which I have no idea how to do.
I can help you with that.
Really?
I work in acquisitions and business development. I could write a business plan in my sleep.
And you would do that for me?
He purses his lips.
If you help me close the deal with Luigi.
Done.
They shake hands.
Okay, so what do you think Luigi wants?
What any other business owner wants, to sell his company for the highest number.
I don't know. Luigi's family is very old, very traditional, and very rich. I don't think money is the only motivating factor here.
Okay, so what is?
I think he wants to know that his company's in good hands.
Hmm.
I think he wants to know that whoever he sells his company to is gonna value the things that are important to him.
Oliver squints into the distance. A bustling Christmas market, people stopping at stalls. Inflatable snowmen and Santas decorate the plaza.
Hey, Italian Santa.
Actually, they call him Babbo Natale. You know, if you have any Christmas gifts you need to buy for anybody special, that call Mrs. Place.
He looks at a stall.
This is nice.
Oh, yeah, that's antique bronze from Verona.
A frame.
It's beautiful.
Bellissimo.
But I don't really need anything because I already sent my folks on a Christmas cruise to the Caribbean.
Oh, that was nice. Don't have anyone else to shop for?
No, that's pretty much it.
You know what? You could buy something for Luigi's grandkids. It's customary to buy gifts when you're doing business with someone new.
That's a good idea.
A large countryside estate framed by trees. Amidst jars of brushes, artisans paint clay vases and pots. Luigi leads Oliver and Angela into the workshop.
My great-grandfather moved the workshop here a century ago. Before that, we were in a village in Sicily. And la vecchia fornace era costruita dentro le mura medievali del villaggio.
He's saying the old kiln was actually built into the village's medieval walls.
Certainly not like any factory I've ever seen.
All our workers are artists. Artists of clay, paint, glass. And we give them all the time they need to make their wonders.
Doesn't that limit their production capacity?
Perhaps. But art cannot be rushed.
And everything is just beautiful.
Come, I'll show you my favorite room of all.
He leads the pair into a dimly lit chamber sparkling with full decorated Christmas trees.
These are the finest Christmas ornaments in the world. My grandfather used to make them for the family Christmas. Then my mother carried on the tradition. Then me and my children too.
A woman paints.
This is where a delicate hand brings to life the joy di Natale.
The joys of Christmas.
Yes, the joys of Christmas.
I don't imagine these command the same margin as kitchen ceramics in your store, given how long they must take to create.
Yes, a lot of time. Each one hand painted.
He plucks a spherical painted ornament from a box.
But the result, it speaks for itself.
He hands it to Oliver. Holly leaves and berries.
Beautiful.
They walk outside.
So, have you been enjoying your time in Rome?
Yes, yes. Actually, Angela's been giving me a tour of the city.
Yeah, it's beautiful, huh?
Amazing. We climbed up to some secret locals-only viewpoints so we could see the seven hills of Rome.
All seven?
Mm-hmm.
And which one did you like best?
I liked looking at Giangello.
You mean Gianicolo. Well, actually, Gianicolo doesn't belong to the seven hills of Rome, but it's beautiful. And how did it make you feel?
Exhausted. When we bought that Cafe Sospeso, I was the one that needed it the most.
You know Cafe Sospeso?
Sure, the Christmas tradition of buying someone else's coffee.
That's one of my favorite traditions.
Which reminds me of some gifts for your grandchildren.
Angela took me to this great Christmas market.
Thank you. Very kind. Tomorrow is December 22nd. You must both join me for dinner at my family villa.
And there, perhaps, we can talk business, too.
That would be great.
Ciao.
Ciao.
They shake and Luigi opens the car door for Angela as Oliver gets in the other side. Later, they walk through the center of Rome.
And this is St. Peter's Basilica, the burial place of St. Peter.
Impressive. You know, I should really be getting back to the hotel.
You want to impress Luigi, you have to do your homework.
Angela's former boss.
St. Peter's is regarded as one of the holiest Catholic shrines. Now here you can see
Angela.
Hey. Tommaso, hi.
What are you doing
well,
here?
Well, you have a big group today.
Oh, well, yeah, business is good. And you have a tour of one? Oliver Martin, Tommaso Tofino. If you want a real American-style tour, please call me. Real American-style tour?
Yeah.
What's that? Well, we cover Rome's top 10 tourist sites in a single day.
All 10? That's quick.
Well, we keep to our schedule.
I like that. But I signed up with Angela's company because I was looking for something a little more personal.
The boss gapes and smiles at Angela.
Angela's company?
Oh, yeah, didn't she tell you? Well, it's a boutique personalized travel service.
Oh, I didn't know that you had started your own company, Angela.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic. She's going to be handling all of our corporate tours here next year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Well, that's great news. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Tommaso. You know, we should probably move on. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. And have fun. Thank you.
That guy back there, a friend of yours?
My ex-boss. He actually fired me. Wait, boutique personalized travel service.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I liked it. Thank you for making me sound good.
I figured I owed you for saving my bacon yesterday with Luigi.
You know what? It's 3:00, so I think that concludes our tour for the day. Do you want me to walk you back to your hotel?
I was hoping we could find somewhere to eat.
I don't know. It's going to put me into overtime.
I don't want to eat with you as my tour guide. I just want to stay together.
Are you asking me out on a date?
No, not a date.
Good, because I'm not allowed to date my clients.
Hang on, aren't you starting your own company? Doesn't that mean you get to make the rules?
And those are my rules.
Got it.
He grins.
For the record, I was not asking you out on a date.
Good to know.
Because, you know, that would be awkward.
No, and that's why there are rules.
Mm. You know. He nods.
But we both still need to eat, right? So why don't we eat together?
I really shouldn't. I'm actually going to go get a Christmas tree for my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I happen to be an expert in the Christmas tree department.
You are not.
Oh, try me. We will get you the best tree on that lot. You got your Douglas fir, your Fraser fir, and your Grand fir, and my personal favorite, the Noble fir, known for its strong branches and smell.
Here, it's the Austrian pine.
Well, I'm looking for a Christmas tree. I like to go for height.
Really? Nah, there's so many other things to consider.
Okay, well, this one has a good height, a nice color, and scent.
Kind of stuffy.
This one, it just looks great, right?
Perfecto.
How do you say please?
Por favore.
Por favore.
Please.
He carries the wrapped tree into her apartment.
I think it's gonna look really good over here. Yeah, just right over here. Here, I'll go look. Here, let me look.
He thumps it down in the corner.
Perfetto. Perfect. Angela, Angela! Hi!
A girl runs in and hugs her.
Will you help me make gingerbread houses?
Oh, I love gingerbread houses.
See Angela?
See, I mean, it's Andy. This is Monica. She lives downstairs, and she is my favorite neighbor.
Hello, I'm Oliver.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Ciao.
Ciao. Oh,
ciao. Ciao, Angela.
Ciao. Ciao, Francesca Gianella.
Oliver Martin.
Oh, you bought a tree. And I'm Pietro. Merry Christmas, Oliver.
Merry Christmas.
Do you need a hand?
Yes, please.
You have known Angela a long time.
Actually, we just met. I'm in town this week for business, hoping to acquire a ceramics company.
Berlinghetti.
Wow, Berlinghetti. Beautiful.
I think so.
Now come.
Monica needs help building gingerbread houses, right? Let's go. Come on.
Monica dabs green icing on a candy-covered gingerbread house. Sitting next to her, Oliver peers at her work and tries to ice his own gingerbread cookie. Nearby, Angela stacks treats in a basket. She looks at Oliver and suppresses a smile. Francesca carries a tray into the room.
Here's some hot chocolate for you guys.
Grazie.
Prego.
Grazie. Hey, I just had a great idea. Why don't we switch?
No. Francesca sits with Angela.
He's very funny, Oliver.
That's definitely one word to describe him.
And good looking, too, huh?
I hadn't noticed.
Of course not.
Angela glares, then smiles.
I have more building materials.
Just in time, thank you.
Oliver is attempting a crumbling structure.
Oh, wow, that is certainly different than any gingerbread house I've ever seen before.
That is because it's not a gingerbread house, it is a gingerbread coliseum.
Oh, very artistic.
Yeah, see, this is the outer wall.
Nice. Oh.
It falls.
And it's the fall of Rome. Maybe you're gonna need more icing.
Yes.
I'll get it.
Nighttime, the street outside the hotel. Angela and Oliver walk into the lobby.
I mean, I was really impressed with your Coliseum.
I know. You didn't have to walk me all the way back.
No, I actually think I did. Can't lose anyone on the tour, remember?
I had a great time. And I can honestly say that I have never been on a tour anything like yours. I think you have a real opportunity here.
Thank you.
Now, if you could just find a way to scale your business, hire more tour guides so you can work as CEO and Brain Trust, then you got something that investors can really get behind.
This is exactly what I've been thinking.
I'm happy to help any way I can.
That's really sweet.
I have my moments.
And I appreciate it.
They smile at each other for a long moment.
I think we should focus on tomorrow, though.
Okay.
So, we're going to Luigi's villa for dinner, and I think we need to do Rome like the Romans.
Do Rome like the Romans? What does that mean?
In Italy, when someone invites you to dinner, you bring a gift.
So I need to buy something for Luigi?
Not buy. Bake.
Bake. I don't bake.
Well, you will tomorrow.
His brows raise.
Have a good night.
Good night.
She strides away, turning to smile at him in the entryway. He grins to himself. Angela enters her dark apartment. She looks at her phone. A message reads, "Emailed you a sample business plan. Hope it helps. Best, Oliver." She smiles at her phone and sits at her table, opening her laptop. She looks at pages of text and tables of numbers, the business plan. Sun cuts through a misty morning in Over Rome. Oliver trots down the stairs to greet Angela, who stands next to a Vespa scooter.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Thank you so much for emailing the business plan template. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, yes, I did. A deal's a deal. Plus, I wanted to.
Thank you.
Did you get it finished?
No. I just got started. But I do have a name.
Let's hear it.
When in Roma.
When in Roma, do as the Romans do.
Exactly.
Catchy, simple, clear. I love it.
Thank you. All right. Are you ready to see Rome like a Roman?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Wait, no, hold on.
A helmet.
Put this on.
I can't ride a motorbike.
It's not a motorbike, it's a Vespa. Don't worry, I'll do the driving.
They zoom down a street on the red Vespa, Angela driving and Oliver sitting on the back. She parks and they dismount.
You okay?
I think I nearly died about 50 times. Nobody pays any attention to the road signs.
No.
And nobody signals.
No, never. Signaling in Rome is seen as a sign of weakness.
It's amazing anybody survives.
And yet, we do. All right, I'm gonna need you to close your eyes.
I don't really like the...
Oh, come on, just trust me. Rome isn't just a city of old buildings, it's a city of sensations. Especially at Christmas. All right, this way.
He closes his eyes and she leads him to the bakery.
Now you're gonna take a step up.
Okay.
Step up.
Ah.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Where do you think we are?
Without looking?
Yeah, that's the point. Take a deep breath, breathe in that scent.
It's a cupcake factory.
Angela, come stai?
Oh, bene, Luca. Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Okay, keep your eyes closed, but open your mouth.
Ah. She puts a sample in his mouth.
What do you think?
Delicious.
Really?
What is it? Ciao.
It's panettone. Luca makes the best in the city. It's a sweet bread loaf with dried fruit. It's one of my favorite Italian Christmas traditions.
So it's pretty much just Christmas fruit cake, Italian style.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's amazing. Come, I have it all set up for you, okay?
Tony.
The baker takes them to a brick-walled workroom with shelves of ingredients.
Come this way, guys. I prepare all the ingredients you need.
Ingredients for what?
For panettone.
Oliver capes.
Well, I can't even boil an egg, let alone bake Christmas bread.
That's why you're here, to learn.
Enjoy.
Ciao.
Ciao.
He puts an apron over Oliver's head and leaves.
Okay. Panettone is the king of Christmas breads. And I am not talking about the stale, store-bought kind that you find in America. Real panettone is, it's rich and buttery.
Okay, sounds good so far.
Thank you.
So, now the dough is easy to make. Just watch me and follow along. Take the oil. Mm-hmm.
She pours into a bowl.
Mm-hmm. And then the salt.
He watches and follows her motions.
Then we will add the flour.
He dumps.
Slowly add the flour.
He sifts it in.
Add the dough. You know what? Your method works, too.
She dumps the flour.
All right, now for the fun part. What? Dig in.
All right.
They knead with hands.
Perfect.
It's working.
All right, now we're just going to throw a little flour on our boards, and then you're going to take the dough and you're going to knead it until it becomes smooth and elastic.
So, how come you're in Rome? I mean, wrong. Rome is amazing, but why not Paris? London.
My parents were both from Seattle, but they met here. A semester abroad in college. And then they brought me here one summer when I was 10. And I just thought Rome was so magical.
Your folks still live in Seattle?
No, they both passed away a while ago.
I am so sorry.
Thanks.
Is that why you left?
No, I loved Seattle. I loved it. I had my whole life planned there. Right, I'll tell you the story. 5 years ago, I was planning the perfect Christmas wedding. I mean, everything was perfect. Perfect venue, perfect food, perfect church, and all just perfect until my perfect fiancé, Ryan, well, he got perfectly cold feet.
He left you at the altar?
A week before, but yeah. Threw me for a loop.
I imagine it did.
So I just packed up everything I owned and I left. I fell in love with this place. It's beauty and, you know, the history. So I got a great job with a tour company. A job which I have now lost, as you know.
Angela, I truly believe that you can do whatever you set your mind to. Starting your own tour company should be a piece of cake.
Pun intended.
Thank you.
I, on the other hand, have created a
boulder, a rock type dough scenario.
You have.
Yes.
This can be fixed. Okay. Let me help you. All right. You have to knead it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be afraid to really push it around.
She pushes his fingers into the lump of dough. Their eyes meet. She pulls her hands away.
Yeah. Look.
It's working.
right, now we're going to add the dried fruit, the raisins, and the nuts.
He fumbles for his phone.
It's my boss. You mind?
Yeah, no, of course. This has to rest before we put it in the oven, anyway.
Hey, Estelle, I got your email last night. I was just going to call you back.
I wanted to make sure things were moving ahead.
Things are moving a bit slower than I expected, but... Luigi did invite me to his family's villa tonight, and in Italy, that is a big step.
Well, that's good news, but it could also be a stalling tactic.
I don't think anybody's stalling.
Where are you?
I am in a bakery.
And what's that got to do with winning the Forlan Getty deal?
He glances at Angela.
Estelle, I'm in Italy. They got a different way of doing business around here.
Now you're making me nervous.
When is the last time I let a big deal like this get away, hmm? I got everything under control.
A narrow street.
Now the last thing I want to show you is the world-famous Trevi Fountain.
Spectacular.
Marble sculptures above a wide pool. He helps her down a step.
Signor.
Grazie.
This is incredible.
They gaze at the water sheeting down carved rocks and surrounded by creatures and gods.
What are they doing, making Christmas wishes?
No, it's an old tradition. They say if you throw coins with your right hand over your left shoulder into the fountain, a return to Rome is guaranteed.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay, wait.
He tosses the coin.
Too late, what'd I do?
No. How many coins did you throw in?
Three, I think. What?
What's wrong?
Oh, no. Well, one coin gets you a return to Rome, two coins brings you an Italian romance, but three coins brings you true love.
Well, don't worry. I don't believe in fairy tales, so...
Me neither. But my parents threw three coins in, and, well, it worked its magic for them.
She hands him her wallet. Inside, a photo of a smiling couple. Oliver smiles.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture.
That was Christmas Eve, almost 40 years ago, the day before they got married.
He hands it back to her.
Thanks. We should probably get going. Get ready for tonight.
Okay.
Oliver descends the hotel stairs in a suit and tie.
Buonasera.
Angela enters in a red off-the-shoulder dress. Oliver stares at her.
What a beautiful dress.
Grazie.
You look incredible.
I figured since we're going to dinner at Luigi's home and this is your big business deal, I should put in a little bit of effort.
I appreciate it.
We should go. The taxi's waiting.
Right.
They depart. A car pulls up outside of a lavishly carved stone building. Loaves of panettone sit on crystal platters. A table is set with fine china under chandeliers. Guests in gowns and suits mingle among the fine wood furniture. Luigi's wife hands panettone to him.
Thank you. I cannot believe you made us panettone, Oliver.
Two panettone.
Due. And for you, we break the tradition. Wait it before dinner.
He takes a bite.
Thank you. Angela took me to this beautiful bakery.
Is it Il Forno?
Oh, Forno. I know it. Very good.
Yes, and we made them together.
From scratch?
I just followed Angela's lead and did what she told me.
Oh, it's a beautiful gesture. Grazie.
Prego.
And now he speaks Italian. You'll be fluent in no time.
Luigi's wife, Sofia, shows ornaments to Angela.
This is one of my favorites. It's incredible. They're all so unique. Oh, wow, these ornaments are just, they're beautiful.
Some of these ornaments were made by Luigi's parents or grandparents and by our children. Oh, so when we look at the tree, it's not just beautiful. Each ornament is a moment in time.
Oh. That is a lot of special Christmas moments.
Esattamente. Oh, scusi. I must check on dinner.
Of course.
Sofia rises and walks away. Angela keeps gazing at an ornament.
Incredible.
She joins Oliver looking at a decorated tree.
Christmas treasure.
Gives new meaning to a family tree.
They stroll in the garden outside near burning torches.
So how's it going with Luigi?
No, I'm not gonna rush him. We'll see. What?
Look at you, you're learning to slow down. Live life like an Italian.
Maybe I am. I gotta admit, this trip is not quite what I expected it to be.
In a good way, I hope.
Better than good.
He faces her. He takes his phone from his pocket and they smile for a selfie.
Help me remember this perfect night.
They meet eyes. Her eyelids flutter.
Send me a copy.
Of course.
Sophia appears in the doorway.
Angela! Oliver! Come. There's 35 minutes.
We'll be right in, Sophia.
She goes back in. The guests sit at the long table eating.
The panettone was such a great idea.
Just one more thing that makes Angela's tours unique.
Well, her tours do sound amazing.
She's actually looking to expand her company, hire some more guides. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm still in the beginning stages of planning.
I've taken a look at her business plan. Pretty impressive.
Well, Oliver's always had a good nose for business, so if he says it's good, it must be.
Maybe we could have a look. We do like to invest in small businesses.
Great. I could bring the business plan by your hotel tomorrow if you'd like.
Perfect.
Oliver raises his champagne.
Well, I think we should have a toast.
Hmm.
I've only been in Rome for a couple days, but Luigi and Sophia, you have made me feel so welcome, and I just want to thank you for your generosity and your hospitality. So to one and all, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Alla salute e tanti auguri.
They raise and sip their champagne flutes. Later, a taxi pulls up outside the hotel. The two couples get out.
And here we are, a home away from home.
Oh, it was such a treat spending the evening with you.
Likewise.
What a meal.
Like Luigi needs to get into the restaurant business.
Oh, I think I'm gonna walk Angela home.
Good night. Yeah,
good night, Jack.
I can't believe you told them I was looking for investors to grow my company.
Think of it as an early Christmas gift.
Thank you.
You want to go get some hot chocolate?
I'd love to, but I feel like I should go home and work on my new business plan.
I could help you.
I think I've got it covered.
Because with investors like this, you only get one shot. You really got to make sure you're ready.
I've already been working on it. I just need to polish it up.
Okay. Can I still walk you home?
I'd love that.
He smiles. They walk together. The sun shines through the open arched windows of the Colosseum. In her apartment, Angela types on her laptop. She's preparing a slideshow titled When in Rome with photos of city streets and food. She drags the photo of herself and Oliver onto the presentation and smiles at it. She picks up her phone.
Oliver, hi.
How's the business plan going?
It's getting there.
I just emailed you a couple photos from last night. You might want to use those too.
Okay.
She opens photos of the group at the dinner.
Oh, here it is. Oh, these are great.
So, I'm gonna be busy the rest of the day with Luigi.
Oh, right. Good luck.
You've got some pitching to do, so good luck to us both. I was thinking maybe you should take the next 24 hours off.
Oh, okay. Is something wrong?
No, I'm just trying to work around a problem.
What kind of problem?
You have a rule against dating clients, right?
She grins.
Yes.
So, in theory, if I wasn't your client, you could go to dinner with me tonight?
In theory. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Would you like to go to dinner with me tonight?
I would love that.
Great. I will make a reservation and pick you up at 7.
That sounds great. Wait, no, I'm the tour guide. I should be making the itinerary.
Yeah, not tonight. My cab's here. I gotta go. Good luck.
Okay, good luck. I'll see you later.
She hangs up and scrunches her face in a gleeful smile. She sits back down to work. Outside Luigi's pottery workshop in the countryside. Inside, artists work painting ornaments. Among them sits Oliver, wearing an apron and delicately painting a white globe with a thin paintbrush, his lips parted in concentration. Luigi approaches him. He looks up, smiling.
Luigi, thank you for letting me use this studio. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to help. I understand that you want to make a very special Christmas gift.
Angela was so helpful to me this week.
I noticed. Helpful and quite lovely.
She really loved the ornaments. I wanted to give her something very special for Christmas.
You are very talented.
I took a few art classes in college. Maybe there were some aspirations. Perhaps Rome has reawakened them.
Not only Rome, Oliver. Where there is passion, there is art.
Oliver nods thoughtfully. In her apartment, Angela picks up her phone.
Pronto.
Ciao, Angela.
Tommaso, hi. I didn't expect to hear from you again.
Can I take you for a coffee?
I'm sorry, I'm actually really busy right now.
Well, I
was wondering if... Do you want to come back to work?
You fired me.
I let it go.
Isn't that the same thing?
All right, I made a mistake, and I apologize, Angela.
Please, come back.
I'm sorry, Tommaso, but no.
Look, some of our online reviews mention you by name.
And the new customers are asking for you.
I'm actually doing my own thing now. I have a business plan, and I'm meeting with investors today.
She walks up to the hotel and pauses. She inhales and strides up to the entrance. In a sitting room, she meets at a table with Margaret and Jack.
People who want to just take the top 10 selfies of Rome. I want to give people a true Roman Christmas experience. I want to show them the hidden corners, explain the legends, taste the flavors.
But just Christmas tours?
No, not all. I do want the tours to be seasonal and specific to what the clients want. Think of a custom-made tour designed specifically for what you want. Just imagine experiencing Rome through the eyes of a real Roman. I know the best guides in the city, and I can get them to work for me.
How are you going to do that?
By building in an attractive bonus package based on sales. The tour company does well, so do they. I've got 10 guides already lined up and more calling every day. I have a web designer and an online marketing team literally living in my building. I'm ready for this. I just need the seed money.
Margaret nods.
That's good.
We'll think about it.
Thank you.
In Luigi's workshop, Oliver continues painting. Luigi brings him a cup and saucer.
I brought you a coffee.
Thank you, Luigi.
He sips the coffee.
I'm almost done.
It's beautiful.
You know, I realize that these Christmas ornaments are only a small part of your product line. But whoever buys your company, if they expand production, I bet they could find a big audience for these in America.
I appreciate the advice. And you are probably right. But I have to let you know that I've made a decision about the future of my company.
And?
I told you that I wanted to sell my company to somebody who understands not just the business, but also the heart and the soul of what we're trying to do. Somebody who understands the soul of Rome.
Oliver looks down.
Well, I'm grateful that you gave us the opportunity to bid for your company. You and your family have built something very special here. And I only hope that whoever the new owner is, that they appreciate that.
He half smiles.
The company shows is yours.
Oliver blinks.
Seriously?
Yes, congratulations.
Luigi, thank you for your trust. You won't regret it, I promise.
They shake hands and smile at each other. A tree illuminated with white lights. Inside, Francesca fluffs Angela's hair. Angela wears a bright red dress.
Thank you for lending me the dress.
You look so beautiful.
Thanks. Kind of nervous.
That's a good sign. It means you're excited about your date.
Oh, I don't know if we're calling it a date. I mean, I don't think it's like a date. Is it a date?
Francesca nods.
It's totally a date. But it's going back to New York.
New York is not that far. And people make long-distance relationships work all the time.
I don't know anyone who has.
Oh, you haven't been out on a decent date in forever.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's about time you got out there. Sei bellissima.
Grazie.
You look beautiful. Let's go.
Angela opens her front gate. Outside, Oliver waits for her next to a horse-drawn carriage, hands folded in front of him. He waves.
What is all this?
Celebration.
Did you close the deal?
No work talk till after dinner.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
Well, then we better hurry.
Where did you find a horse and carriage?
Well, you may be the best tour guide in Rome, but you're not the only tour guide in Rome.
He helps her into the carriage, which is festooned with pine boughs and ornaments. The driver flicks the reins and the horse pulls them forward. A river reflects a glowing bridge in the sunset sky. Angela and Oliver sit in a restaurant filled with sparkling chandeliers and garlands.
My parents loved the city. So living here, it really makes me feel close to them.
You're really lucky.
Honestly, most of the time I have no idea where I live. You're looking at a guy who's on the road 200 days out of the year.
Have you ever thought about just settling down someplace you love?
Sure. Someday.
Someday. It's a dangerous word.
She gives him a tight-lipped smile, which he doesn't return. Her smile falters.
Well, now that dinner's done, how did it go with the Fletchers?
You know, I think it went well. They have a copy of the business proposal, and they're going to think about it.
That's great.
I wanted to say, though, whatever happens, this was a big step forward for me to do my first official business pitch. And I really have you to thank for that.
And I have you to thank for something. As of this afternoon, Fisk Drummond is acquiring Ferlinghetti Ceramics. We did it. We convinced Luigi.
Oliver? It's incredible. Wow, you did it.
No. We did it, Angela, and I couldn't have done it without you. What you taught me about Rome, about baking, about life. That's what convinced Luigi.
I'm really happy for you.
He reaches down.
I got you a gift. Early Christmas present.
She pulls a box out of the bag.
So nice.
Inside, an ornament painted with Rome's monuments.
Oliver, this is so beautiful. This is... it's from Luigi's studio, right? But I don't remember seeing this one.
That's because I made it for you.
She blinks at him.
You made this?
He grins.
Yeah, those are all the places you showed me.
She turns the ornament in her hands.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Really. Wow. Okay, well, the funny thing is, I got you a Christmas present, too.
She hands him a small wrapped present.
Wow.
He unwraps it, an ornate hand-sized Franz picture frame.
Just a picture frame from the market. Antique bronze from Verona?
Very good.
He turns it over. The photo of them.
And the picture makes it perfect.
Just wanted you to have something to remember me by.
Well, I won't need any help to remember you, but thank you. I love it.
He pulls out his phone.
It's my boss.
No, you can take it. Really, I don't mind.
I don't want to. There is nowhere else in the world that I would rather be right now than right here with you.
She smiles.
I feel the same way. Ah, I can't believe it's Christmas Eve tomorrow. You're going back to New York, right?
Well, that was the plan, but I've been thinking. I don't have to go back right away. Maybe I stick around for a couple more days, at least through New Year's.
We could spend Christmas together.
Spending Christmas with you would be the greatest gift of all.
Oliver, I really, really, really like you. And these last few days have been absolutely amazing. But how could we make this work?
This?
Yeah, this, whatever it is we have together.
Wow. Tell you what I think. I think you're the most amazing woman I've ever met, and I don't want to let you go.
And I feel the same. But we hardly know each other.
That's not true. I know it's only been a couple days, but I already feel like I know you better than people I've known my whole life. I want to give this a chance.
She smiles and nods, looking into his eyes.
Me too. Oh, I love this song.
Do you want to dance?
Yes. No, not in front of all these people.
It's easy. Just follow my lead.
No, I really don't know how to dance. I'm not a dancer.
Miss Angela DeLuca, may I have the pleasure of this dance?
He stands and holds out his hand.
He may.
She takes his hand and stands. They join the couples on a small dance floor. He takes her left hand in his and puts his right hand on her waist and they sway together. The dance floor is ringed with poinsettias, red candles, and Christmas lights.
They looked up and saw.
He twirls her and pulls her back to him. She smiles. They gaze at each other as they dance.
Beyond and far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night.
He slows the dance and their faces turn serious. He leans in slowly and they kiss.
Oh yeah.
When they part, they smile slowly at each other. Then he reaches for his ringing phone.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, just answer.
I'll be quick, I promise.
Okay.
He walks outside. She wrings her hands.
Hi, Estelle.
Oliver, I got your email. Well done.
Thank you.
Now we need to get you home ASAP.
We've got meetings on the 26th.
The day after Christmas, I was thinking I'd be spending a couple more days here, at least through the new year.
No, that's out of the question. Because for you, the new year means
a new office and a new job title.
He nods and blinks. Inside, Angela sits alone at the table, looking over her shoulder. She turns back and sips coffee. Oliver returns to the table.
Hey. Are you okay? Is something wrong?
I have some news. My boss offered me the VP position.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
Yep, but they need me to fly back tomorrow.
Wait, tomorrow? just said you were staying a few more days.
I know.
It's Christmas Eve tomorrow. I mean, you can't work on Christmas Day.
They want me to huddle with the lawyers the day after Christmas so I can hit the ground running in the new year.
But you said no, right?
Not exactly.
She inhales.
I'm so sorry, Angela, but I really do need to go back to New York.
Oliver, how could we possibly make this work between us if you can't even stay for Christmas?
Then we'll figure out a way. It's just one holiday.
Yeah, but it's Christmas. It's not just a holiday. You said it yourself. You were going to work through Christmas, and I was hoping that would change, but...
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I meant what I said. These last few days have been amazing, and Rome is it's a magical place, and I think we both got caught up in the fantasy that we can make it work.
And I meant what I said. I do feel like I know you. You're an amazing person, and I want to see where this goes.
Yeah, but Oliver, that's not realistic. I mean, we live 5,000 miles apart. You have your life. I have mine.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I wish we lived in the same city. I wish we lived in the same country, but we don't, Oliver, and that's... It's not going to change anytime soon. The truth is, I don't want a long-distance relationship.
I don't see how we have any other choice.
Sure we do. We can be grateful for the time that we had together, and we can be friends.
Friends.
He looks down, his brow wrinkling. Her mouth opens and closes.
I have to get up early in the morning, so I'm gonna say goodnight. Merry Christmas, Oliver.
She stands and races away.
Angela.
She doesn't stop. Oliver watches her go, frowning. Small cars drive through the streets. Inside the hotel, Oliver packs his bag. He sees the snowflake GPS pin from Angela on his lapel. He takes it off the jacket and holds it up. He tucks it into the breast pocket of his suit. He takes out his phone and makes a call. Angela sits in her apartment. She looks at her phone and sees 3 missed calls from Oliver.
Hi, Angela. It's, Oliver. Could you call me back? Please, I really need to talk to you.
She taps the phone on the table. She rests her chin on her hand. In the hotel, Oliver packs toiletries. He snatches his phone.
Angela.
No, it's not Angela. It's your boss.
Sorry, Estelle.
You all packed and ready?
Yeah.
I'm on the red eye, but I gotta meet Luigi at a Christmas caroling concert first.
That's fine, but you're
meeting with the lawyers the day after Christmas, and then the marketing team in L.A.
Sounds like a busy New Year.
You better sleep on that plane, because you're gonna hit the ground running when you're back.
Something I wanted to talk to you about, and... Oh, no.
Drops phone in sink.
Hey, Estelle? Estelle?
Oliver? Oliver.
Francesca to Angela.
Non capisco. He's leaving. I thought you two had the colpo di fulmine, the thunderbolt for each other.
Oh, I thought so too, but... Yeah, Oliver's headed back to New York. I let myself get carried away. I mean, I knew he was only here for a few days.
Well, you had a difficult year, Angela. There is a new year right around the corner.
Yes. A new year, and, maybe it's time for some change.
What do you mean?
A friend of mine called this morning and asked me if I was interested in coming back to Seattle for work.
And what about your new business here?
I don't know how real that is. I don't have any investors yet.
And what about Oliver?
He made his choice. It wasn't me.
I've known you for 5 years, Angela. And in that time, I've never seen you look at a man the way you look at Oliver.
She takes her hands.
Life is short, Angela. And love doesn't come along every day.
I never said anything about love.
You didn't have to.
Jessica, I've barely known him a week, and I feel like I've known him my whole life.
It was the same for me and Pietro. But not everybody's so lucky. Not everybody finds someone to love, but if you do, you need to take him with both hands and never let him go.
Angela shakes her head.
I messed up. I feel like I ruined it.
No, you made the mistake. And now you can fix it. Call him. Call Oliver.
I should call him.
Yes.
She nods, biting her lip.
Okay.
She dials her phone. Oliver signs out of the hotel.
Are there any quick phone repair shops near the hotel?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Margaret and Jack enter.
Oliver!
Margaret?
Hey, we tried to call you.
Phone's dead. Dropped it in the sink.
We heard about your deal. Congrats, and your promotion.
Figured you'd be on your way back to New York to open the champagne.
Not just yet. I understand that Angela pitched her business plan to you yesterday.
She was very impressive. I really like her, Oliver. And I can tell she likes you, too.
Margaret, stop. Leave the man alone.
A woman knows these things.
So you're on your way to the airport.
First, I'm meeting Luigi at the Christmas caroling concert in St. Peter's Square.
We wanted to see that, too, but shopping took too long, and there's not enough time. It starts in less than an hour.
Don't you have a plane to catch?
I'm going to try to catch both.
Really? Well, see you back in New York.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Margaret and Jack go upstairs.
If you really want to go to the Christmas concert, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Not with the traffic. Oliver's going to be late to meet Luigi there. We have no chance.
So how about we drop these off and get us a Christmas cocktail?
A taxi speeds up in front of the hotel. Angela gets out and slams the door. She rushes up the stairs and into the lobby. She looks around and sees Margaret and Jack in the sitting room.
Let's think of something tonight. It's Christmas Eve.
All right. Maybe
Margaret, Jack, perfect. Have you seen Oliver?
Oh, you just missed him. He left a few minutes ago.
Oh, I've tried calling. He's not answering.
Oh, his phone's dead.
Wait, was he headed to the airport?
Yeah. No, he's on his way to St. Peter's Square first.
But for the concert?
Yes, he's meeting Luigi there.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you'll never make it with the traffic.
That's what Vespas are for.
Wait! We want to come too.
We do.
Hurry up, Jack.
Let's go.
Dusk falls on Rome and the Christmas lights light up. Angela on a red Vespa and Margaret and Jack on a white Vespa zoom through the city, towards an illuminated dome. Angela parks her Vespa and kicks down the kickstand with her heeled boot. They all pull off their helmets.
Oh, we'll never find him in this crowd.
What? I gave him a GPS button on our first day.
She looks at a map on her phone. A dot flashes.
He's this way. Go to me.
They go into the crowd. Oliver and Luigi stand in the crowd watching the choir. Angela, Margaret and Jack push their way toward them.
Excuse me. Oliver! Oh. Oliver!
She waves. He turns and sees her.
Angela, what are you doing here? How did you find me?
He still has your GPS tracking device.
He smiles, hand on his breast pocket.
I'm so happy you're here.
Listen, I know you're on your way to the airport, but I really need to talk to you.
Luigi stands with Margaret and Jack.
It's magic.
So beautiful.
I want to apologize for walking out on you last night.
You don't need to apologize.
Yes, I do, and I'm sorry for not answering your calls this morning.
It's okay, I understand.
I know we've only known each other a few days, and in some ways, we hardly know each other at all, but I feel so connected to you. And I don't want to lose that feeling. I don't want to lose you.
I don't want to lose you either.
I want to see where this goes, and if having a long-distance relationship is hard, then it's hard. I mean, nothing good ever came easy. But I see it's working. I want to give this a shot.
Well...
Angela? You delivered quite the Christmas miracle. The singing was divine. Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
Tell her, honey.
We've looked at your business plan. And we want to invest with you.
She hugs them.
That's amazing. Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Thank you so much.
Angela, really? Congratulations.
She wow. Hugs Oliver.
I'm so happy for you.
I don't want you to leave.
I may not have to.
Are you going back to New York tonight?
Three coins in the Trevi Fountain said otherwise. Remember, one coin brings you back to Rome, two coins brings you romance, three coins...
leads you to true love.
He nods.
Angela, I appreciate you trying to make our relationship work long distance, but I don't want to be away from you. Not even for a minute. So, I spoke to Estelle and Luigi, and I'll be running Luigi's company from here.
Luigi salutes.
Hey, Maestro.
That'll be a little bit of a change of pace for me, but I think a change will do me good.
But what about being VP? That was your dream job.
Yeah, but it was missing one thing.
What?
You.
They smile at each other.
Can I show you something?
Sure.
He turns her around.
Just right over here. And this is the spot.
What spot?
The spot from the photo you showed me of your parents standing in St. Peter's Square. The Christmas tree was just to their left, so they would have been standing right here.
You're right. This is the spot my parents stood in 40 years ago. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a sign.
I told you the city's magical.
So are you.
They kiss, the towering Christmas tree behind them and the glowing dome of the cathedral in the distance. A sliver of silver moon shines in the sky.